On this date in Missouri Senate history, the date was September 1st, 1852, third day of the extra session of the 17th General Assembly. This is only the second time in state history an extra session had been called by the governor, the first having happened the year before. Session started on August 30th, with senators acting as they would on the first day of a regular session, with a roll call specialized for each senator, who would then take his seat, followed by electing officers and a sergeant-at-arms. Minus voting on rules, they acted as if this was a separate session from the regular, which is something that has changed since. There were also several senators-elect who had to be sworn in before anything else could be done. The next day, senators returned to finish picking an engrossing clerk, which occupied most of the previous day. They were then finally able to hear the governor's proclamation, which asked lawmakers to work toward getting right-of-way secured for the first railroads to go through our state, more specifically the Pacific, Hannibal, and St. Joseph railroads. By September 1st, the Missouri Senate would meet long enough to open at 10 a.m., have opening prayer, and take up one resolution before adjourning until the following day. This session, by the way, would continue until December 27th. September 1st, 1852, the date marking the third day of the extra session of the 17th General Assembly, on this date in Missouri Senate history.